This is Dan Riley for Passionate World Internet Radio. According to reports, legendary actor Gene Hackman has passed away with his wife in their home in New Mexico. I've had to cover many celebrity deaths for this podcast, most of them athletes, but it would be a disservice to Hackman not to cover it here. I remember Hackman from the movie The Replacements, where he played Jimmy McGinty, a coach looking to find replacement players when a pro football league goes on strike. Of course, he also starred in the movie Hoosiers, as well as many, many other movies, such as the Superman franchise, where he played Lex Luthor, and the 1980s classic Uncommon Valor, showing a versatility most people in the entertainment industry did not and do not have. In fact, Hackman also branched out into writing novels. Hackman's passing is untimely for not only his ability to play many, many different kinds of characters, but of course, as I just mentioned, to also write. Hackman would receive 2 Academy Awards, 4 Golden Globes, and 2 British Academy Films Awards. It's rare to find an actor that accomplished. Just go right down the list of movies many, many people recognize with Hackman in it, like the movie The Firm, Enemy of the State, The Birdcage, The Conversation from 1974, the movie A Bridge Too Far. 3 generations were affected by Hackman's work. And then, of course, I would be remiss if I did not mention he also has military service to his name. Hackman would enter the United States Marine Corps at age 16, and lie about his age to do it, but that's not important here. Hackman would serve 4.5 years as a field radio operator. In the end, Hackman has many, many accomplishments to his name and lived a life most only dream of. You didn't hear of Hackman getting in legal trouble like other celebrities. And we really take for granted celebrities that don't brag and boast about their accomplishments, which Hackman did not. I can't put into words Hackman's true legacy, except his is one of great versatility, great talent, and great accomplishment. It's sad he's gone. And I extend my condolences to his fans and his family at this time. Gene Hackman. Gone. At the age of 95. This is Dan Riley for Passionate World Internet Radio. Thank you so much for tuning in, and so long.